Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in. It is the Odd Couple, the final hour of the program on a Trash Talking Tuesday. That's
wowzy,
right.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
The final hour, your chance to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. We want you to bring it. But yes, Rob Parker and Martin Weiss filling in for Chris Broussard. And we're coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on your car insurance. Visit Geico.com for a free rate quote. And Martin, the NBA playoffs day 2 in full swing. Couple of the games, of course, Milwaukee losing to Orlando. What did you make of that? Was that an earth shattering? Is the sky falling on Milwaukee? Is this going to be it? They're going to get knocked out of the playoffs by Miami? By Orlando?
By Miami now. Now you're in on to something.
That was a Freudian slip, right?
Yeah, I think you're on to something there. But by Orlando, no. But the takeaway for me, and we talked about it with Vinny Goodwill a couple hours ago, Milwaukee does not have a guy that is, like, when we look at the top teams in the league, are the teams that even if, look at the restart, the top teams during the restart, right? They're mostly dominated by guys who are going shot creators, who go and get their own shot. And while Giannis is unique and has the ability to get to the bucket at almost any minute, and almost any way, which way he wants to, the other guys, the Hardens, the Doncic, the LeBrons, the Devin Bookers, the Lillards, these guys all have an ability to step back, sidestep, and do another thing to get that jumper off. Giannis doesn't have that, and the Milwaukee doesn't have that, doesn't have a player
so
with
that
skill set.
So what are you trying to say, though? What are you saying?
Well, I mean,
they had the best record in the league.
And that's all well
Milwaukee.
And good, because it all works. You can run that whole system deal all well and good during the regular season.
They went to the conference finals last year. That didn't count, no?
No, I'm not saying they're a bad team. Giannis is the MVP. But what I'm saying is without that guy or without a guy who can do that at times, a guy with 10 seconds left in his shot clock, you're worried about him scoring on you in any kind of way, I'm not going to take them seriously as a championship contender. I understand they had the best record in the East and they went to the conference finals last year. But if you ask me, I think that probably not with Gordon Hayward's ankle anymore, Boston had a good shot at being better than them. Miami's better than them right now. And I'm
sticking with Milwaukee.
And
I think people are just panicking. I remember Milwaukee won the first two games of the series against Toronto and still wound up losing in the Eastern Conference Finals. So I'm not going to be worried. You got to beat a team four times. Orlando might have played its best game.
I'm not worried. They'll get through the first round without a problem. But okay, when we're talking about the Eastern Conference and teams like Milwaukee, we're not talking about just the first round, right?
Yeah, I like what they do. I think they're always going to be underestimated because they don't have that second big star. But Giannis is that guy. They'll get it together. The other game that just ended, which was a little bit of a surprise, no Westbrook and no problem for Houston. They win easily 123-108. What do you make of that? You know, everybody was ranting and raving about OKC and what Chris Paul had done with that franchise that was supposed to crawl under a rock after trading Westbrook, right? They were going to start all over and change it all up. And nobody expected anything, but people had some hopes for OKC.
Now, I had some hopes for OKC today, and if you look at my betting account, you can see that my hopes were not fulfilled. But as I sit here and think about it, Rob, I know you're not a super. I know you guys gamble chicken wings, but when you're gambling money, there's sometimes this feeling that you'll have as soon as the game tips off, it'll be like, damn, I shouldn't have done that. And I was thinking the whole time, I'm like, you know what, Oklahoma City. I'm more so thinking Houston, no Harden. I mean, no Westbrook, rather. Harden in the playoffs. All this is going to, you know, we've seen this movie before. And we have seen that movie before. But this is a different, this is a whole different vibe in the bubble with the, and I realized immediately it's like, I don't think that you can necessarily assign the Houston Rockets playoff struggles in the past to this level of Houston Rockets because the playoffs are different. Not that the team is different, but the playoffs and the way that they would have to structure, the way they have to do things are different. And it's giving me a lot of cause for concern for everybody else. Because I think if you have what's the knock that you've always heard about Harden runs out of gas? Well, he had 5 months to do nothing. Besides, you saw the pictures. He was just climbing mountains and not getting his hair cut throughout the pandemic. So he's in great shape. He looks slimmer than he has in the past. He looks great right now, even without Westbrook. I mean, it was great tonight.
All right, but the big game, of course, is coming up. Going to tip off pretty soon here. Portland and the Lakers. That's the one there, Martin, that I really want to dive into. And is this a legacy kind of series? And what I mean by it, I know you say, well, a first round series, how could that be legacy? All the rave has been about Damian Lillard and what he's been able to do in the bubble and how great he's been and all the big games. A lot of people were picking Portland to upset the Lakers. Obviously, from the LeBron side, he can't afford to have the best record in the West, have Anthony Davis, and get upset in the first round. It would be embarrassing. Look at the legacies of both. And if Damian Lillard was able to do it and win this series, would people go, wait a minute, this dude maybe took another step? I know it's the first round. It ain't like the Western Conference Finals. But to defeat a team with Anthony Davis and LeBron James, what would that say about Damian Lillard?
I think it said, I mean, to me, It wouldn't surprise. I would say Damian Lillard to me is a player that when the moment comes up, honestly, if he's equally yoked, if he has a shot, then he's not a player. I think I'll put it like this. I think NBA history would be irrevocably different had Kevin Durant decided to go to the Pacific Northwest instead of going to San Francisco and Golden State. I really do think that. I think if Kevin Durant had gone and played the wing in Portland, people will be talking about Damian Lillard the same way they talk about Steph Curry. And that's and Portland is what it is, and Golden State is what they are.
But I'll say this, and I get all that, but I did see Allen Iverson go look at that roster with Larry Brown, got to the NBA Finals, won game one of the Finals against the Lakers. I saw that, and I saw Charles Barkley also take a team to the Finals. And what I'm saying is, they might not have won a championship, but they led their team to a championship last year. There was a chance for Portland once they beat Denver in Game 7. They got to the Western Conference Finals. And if you remember, they got swept, and Durant didn't even play.
It's kind of like a Toronto Raptors thing from the year before. I'm not saying that the Trailblazers are as good as the Raptors were. But the Raptors' biggest problem in the playoffs going into up until winning a championship in recent history was they ran into LeBron. It wasn't that they weren't able to get over the hump or whatever. They kept running into LeBron. Damian Lillard, the last couple years, has just ran into the Warriors. Now, I think if anything, I think this series says more about LeBron than anybody, because I think if this series shows to be a problem for the Lakers in general, because it should not be a problem for the Lakers in general, right? I think Lillard should get off, but the Lakers should be able to handle the Trailblazers with relative ease.
Some people I've even heard say that Damian Lillard is better than Kyrie Irving, which I do not co-sign that whatsoever.
Look,
Kyrie won a championship. Kyrie averaged 28 points in the Finals against the Warriors, a loaded team, and I knew as soon as he was gone, Cleveland wound up getting swept the next year, right? Without Kyrie, they only won one game the year that they lost to Golden State, but they did come back. Kyrie was a big part of that. I know people talk about Kyrie and him getting hurt all the time and this and that. He's not a leader, whatever. He's better than Damian Lillard. I'm not talking about just putting up points. That guy makes big shots. I've seen him do it. I would take him any day.
If you haven't
in a big game,
give me Damian Lillard, and I'll tell you this: if you haven't seen Damian Lillard take big shots, it's just because you can't stay up late enough to watch Portland play. I mean,
three for 17 in Game 7 last year against Denver? Is that the game you're talking about?
There you go. No, I'm talking about
the four-game sweep.
He's broken up several franchises. He broke up the whole Oklahoma City Thunder. But, I mean, the idea that Damian Lillard is not a clutch performer or not a star.
I'm asking you, is he better
ridiculous.
than Kyrie who won a championship?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, absolutely.
Listen,
not.
Oh, my goodness. If you put Damian Lillard next to the best player of the last decade, who made the big shot
to win it?
Kyrie made the shot. If Damian
Don't
Lillard
poo-poo
had,
that Kyrie made a game-winning three and to
and what
put
has
the cap
Kyrie
on a,
done?
On a 3-1 comeback.
Look,
I mean, come on, man.
The Portland Trailblazers have been Damian Lillard's team since he got drafted and they got rid of and they moved on from LaMarcus Aldridge. Kyrie had his own team in Boston last year. Name me the big shots that they – name me their success.
No, Damian had a big shot. Damian hasn't made one.
What do you mean?
Damian hasn't got his team. I'm talking about on a final stage
because
he hasn't gotten there. Wait a minute.
Just a second.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you that I'm not – you could score all the points. When you're on teams – guys have to score. Someone's going to score the points. It's about winning. It's always about winning.
So early
and don't discount what Kyrie did with LeBron.
I think you're crazy. Just a few weeks ago, I wasn't listening, but I'm sure you were saying how the Clippers were right to make fun of Damian Lillard for the Dame time and the choking of the free throws.
He did miss them. He's supposed to be this star. Hey. He missed two free throws.
But the reason why it's a joke is because they know Paul George is the one with the look on his face saying, damn, where am I supposed to go now? Oh, back on the plane to Oklahoma City because you sent me home from Portland. I mean, Patrick Beverly was in Houston.
Martin,
they sent
stop.
Him home.
Martin,
I mean,
stop.
No.
He sent him home.
How many?
Kyrie sent the Warriors home after being up 3-1. Are you kidding me? He's a part of one of the greatest comeback in the history of the NBA.
Absolutely.
And he wasn't on the bandwagon. He wasn't in the back. He was driving the bandwagon.
No, he wasn't
made
in the
big
bandwagon.
Shot.
You're right.
He averaged 28 points.
He wasn't in the bandwagon. He was definitely strongly in the passenger seat. However, Damian Lillard has been piloting the plane for the Portland Trailblazers since he landed in Portland.
You gotta win something. I'm sorry, just scoring points
does not do it for me.
Though?
Shannon Sharp has something to say about people like you, because it's people like you the reason why Draymond Green could go on TV and say he better than Charles Barkley, because he got rain. Because
I'm not there.
No,
it's gotta
be no. Because
I just brought
want
up
something.
Charles Barkley, so that's not the case. I just brought up that Charles didn't win a championship,
but he gotta win something. Damian Lillard has
what
has
MVP
ended,
has he won?
He's ended several playoff series.
I'm asking
series.
You. What
last
does that
year,
mean?
You guys,
that doesn't
you guys
mean anything.
Crowned Kawhi Leonard because he bounced it around a few times against Philadelphia and it went in. I'm telling you, that was his marking. That was his coming out money. He's a superstar. Of course, Toronto's going to win the finals. Now, did you see that shot?
That doesn't mean they were going to win the finals. They were down 2-0 in the Eastern Conference Finals. Do you remember that to Milwaukee and won 4 straight? Everybody keeps talking about that. They were down 2-0 and came back and won. And you got to give Kawhi credit for what he's able to do. My point is, it's got to be about winning as well, not just scoring points. I'm not saying he's a bum or he's not a good player, but I refuse to buy into that. Am I missing something?
Yes, the big playoff moments. It's not like he's playing for the Orlando Magic, who just had their biggest playoff moment since Dwight Howard had a jersey on. It's Damian Lillard, in the last 10 years, in the last 5 years, has significant playoff moments. He's never won a title. He's never won a championship. But again, that's where you get the Draymond Green's the best power forward of all time argument.
Because
he's got all the
that.
Rings.
All right, 877-99 on Fox. What do you say? Is Damian Lillard better than Kyrie Irving? Am I missing something? Or you're with Martin Weiss on this? 877-996-6369. Definitely want to hear about this as Damian Lillard has this big series against LeBron and the Lakers. I want to see him man up and upset the Western Conference leaders, the Los Angeles Lakers, here in this first round playoff. 877-99 on Fox. It's the Odd Couple, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss, in for Chris Broussard, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Firestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Firestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard, and get ready, Trash Talking Tuesday's coming up. Also, Bruce Feldman, reporter for Fox Sports, FS1, we will talk to him, get some college football in right before Trash Talking, but Blue Emu, Maximum Pain Relief. It works fast, and it won't stink. It's pharmacist-recommended odor-free pain relief for muscle pain, backaches, strains, sprains, even arthritis. There is no stinging or burning involved at all. It's simple pain relief. Blue Emu Maximum Pain Relief works fast, and it won't stink. 877-99 on Fox. I know everybody's a prisoner of the moment. Damian Lillard's been the talk of the bubble. Oh, my God, he's the next. He's it. He's all that and a bag of chips. Martin Weiss has gone off his rocker. He's calling Damian Lillard better than Kyrie Irving. I just can't get there. 877-99 on Fox. We want to hear from you.
Let's go to Rob in PA. You're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, what's up, you guys?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's up, Rob? You're my brother in name, but I just got to disagree with you, Rob. Damian Lillard is a leader, and Kyrie Irving is robbing. And every chance Kyrie had to lead his team, he messed it up, screwed it up.
Who won? Who knocked down the big shot to knock down the Golden State Warriors and engineer a 3-1 comeback?
Robin.
Rob, he didn't engineer that. LeBron led the team and the other team in every single statistical category.
What did Kyrie average in that series? Robin, 28 points. Stop it.
Damian Lillard averages more than that without LeBron.
It ain't about LeBron, averaging points. And somebody has to score the points.
But Kyrie can't even make the playoffs without LeBron. He can't
That is not true. That is not true.
Go
back to the beginning when he started there, when Hayward, when Workman was hurt, to start the season and Kyrie was in Boston. Go back and look. They started out like 17-2 or whatever the record was.
And then he got hurt and the team was better without him.
Things went south, but don't tell me that. They were great with Kyrie to start when he got to Boston. 877-99 on Fox. You guys have revisionist history.
Chris in Tucson, you're on the Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio.
All right.
Speaking of revisionist history, Rob Parker is teaching a class on it.
Let me turn this down. First of all, Martin, you bring up really good points. Lillard is a great scorer. He has sent teams home packing. You're right. He is unbelievable. And I think he'll probably end up probably outscoring Kyrie when it's all said and done. But I got to agree with my golden girl brother from another.
That's right.
Rob is right because, look, guys, there's just something different about Kyrie. I want to see him stay healthy. Yeah, he's a prima donna. But, A, he's the greatest ball handler the game's ever seen, I believe. I believe he's the best finisher at the basket the game's
ever seen. I've never
seen
anybody finish better at the basket than Kyrie Irving.
Never. And Rob is right, Martin. I hate to say it. Rings in this one, down 3-1, clutch. Kyrie just has that it factor. Both Hall of Famers. Give me Kyrie all day.
Yeah, you know something different is about Kyrie? He's a weirdo. That's the something different about him. He's
a
weirdo. And people don't like
to
spend time with him.
He doesn't have to be.
But we're supposed to be on a team. We're supposed to connect with all these five guys. Just like the first caller said, he's Robin.
Go back to the start of the season and with Boston when he first got there and they were 17-2 or 3, whatever. Go back and go look at how well that team was playing.
We're starting with the season. Who cares? We're talking about the playoffs. You're talking about he's never won anything and then you're going to talk about the first 20 games of the year.
He did win
you
something.
Know what? Hey, let's talk to somebody.
He was a part of a 3-1 comeback, the only time in NBA history.
Let's talk
and
to somebody
with
some
sense.
And he
sealed it with a big three that mattered.
Will, in Denver, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, Rob Parker, man. I'm like Stephen A. Jackson, bro. They got a drug test, you, man. First of all, if you want to talk about Kyrie, talk about him can't make a 500 roster team and even go to the playoffs. They may have the greatest player on the planet.
Okay.
As a sidekick. And then what you want to say? 17-2, like that's the first part of the season.
Okay,
like, no, but that
Harden,
means that.
We
but that means
about
that
Harden, but we talk about Harden came last in the playoffs. But you talking about the first 20 games of the season?
No, but I'm talking about Kyrie has won. Did you watch
he
when he averaged 28
LeBron
points
James
against the Warriors?
Started.
Don't give me that. LeBron didn't make that three.
Kyrie made that three.
Kyrie made that three.
Kyrie and the next
year without Kyrie, you know what? LeBron played the Warriors again, and guess what happened? They got swept after they lost 4-1. They got swept without Kyrie. So don't give me that. Don't act like Kyrie didn't have a factor.
No.
You're making it like Kyrie was only on LeBron James's coattails. You're crazy.
Of course Kyrie was a factor. But LeBron was the biggest factor. That's the whole
point. So
what
happened when Kyrie was gone? Why did he get swept if he was the biggest factor?
Because they were in the finals. If LeBron was gone and Kyrie had been there, they wouldn't have even been in the finals and get swept. They would have been sitting at home. Phil, Virginia Beach, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, this is Rob's being ridiculous again.
Before all of that,
a shout out Allen Iverson from the 757 where I'm from. He was the best finisher at the rim.
Not better than Kyrie. I mean, he was a great finisher.
Kyrie can't even stay in the league. He's been on three teams now? He only won that championship because of LeBron. They almost got swept.
You kidding yourself? You didn't watch that championship at all. I don't even know what you're talking about.
I watched it all.
He averaged 28 points in that. Don't tell me it was because of LeBron. You must be crazy.
LeBron elevates people. Kyrie takes people down.
And who made the big shot when it mattered? Who made it? Was it Kyrie or LeBron? Who made it?
He made one shot in his whole career that's big.
Yeah, all
right. Good for him.
Look. Hey, Phil, to your point, if Jason Tatum was on the Portland Trailblazers right now, they wouldn't be those 6.5-point underdogs. I know that much. Like, LeBron makes the players around him better. So does Damian Lillard. Kyrie does not.
How are college football teams adjusting to students on campus? Bruce Feldman from The Athletic, he joins us next here on The Odd Couple. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
It is the Odd Couple coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on your car insurance for Geico. So go to Geico.com or call 800-947-8255. AUTO. The only hard part is figuring out which way is easier. Let's switch to a little college football. Bruce Feldman is a reporter at Fox Sports and FS1. Also a writer for The Athletic. Bruce, welcome to The Odd Couple. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good to be on with you guys.
Appreciate it. Bruce, help me with the college football. Is this going to happen? I guess before we get there, let me go to the Big Ten. I guess parents and coaches are still trying to see if they're going to reverse the decision or change their mind or somehow, and they got a petition going, and parents are writing letters. What are the chances of the Big Ten reversing its decision?
I think it's a real long shot, just because for them to have made this decision at this point, for the university presidents, certainly for Kevin Warren, who's the first time still new commissioner of the Big Ten, I just don't see how they would go back on this. There's a lot of pressure, certainly. Not only you mentioned the players and the petition, Tom Mars, who's a real powerful attorney in NCAA circles, is really a driving force behind this. You've seen a lot of coaches, whether it's a Ryan Day or a James Franklin or a Jim Harbaugh or certainly Scott Frost from Nebraska, all of them have really spoken out to back their players. And really, I think what they're looking for is, give us more of an explanation of what went into this decision. And to be honest, I think that's the part where Kevin Warren and the Big Ten have really, really just dropped the ball with this. Like, there
Bruce,
detail.
This is my only thing is, you mean the NCAA canceled Division II and III football and Ivy League and all these other places, but nobody understands why the Big Ten, why does Division I was given a pass? I mean, I don't even, when you say they haven't given them a reason, it's called coronavirus and the possibility of students, football players contracting it and maybe making schools liable down the road. You don't think that's a good reason, or people don't understand that? I'm missing something?
Well, I think the question is going to be, how come the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 have chosen to hold off on making that determination, whereas the Big 10 and the Pac-12 have already made that determination? I think that's the biggest challenge there, is that's what they want to know. Now, I think what you're saying, I think if Kevin Warren had come out and said, listen, the Athletic, we had reported that there are more than 10 cases related to heart issues stemming from COVID. If they had talked about that, if they had talked about even some of the issues that the Pac-12 had talked about,
right,
as it related to trying to get up, ramp up their testing to the point where they're not at that point, I think those are the things that would be real concerns. But again, they offered no detail. And I think that's the part that I think has left people scratching their heads.
Now, Bruce, on the football side of this, what's the fallout of guys who, you heard Saban talk about it just earlier this week about, the spring season, guys who would be opting out and trying to go, and with NFL grades who'd be opting out just preparing for the draft. What's the fallout if Big Ten football doesn't happen and other SEC football does, of guys transferring? Of how does that affect, programs and players?
I think that would be a real concern. Look, I think it'd certainly be a real concern. To me, the biggest issue as it relates to like a spring season, though, really is how do you manage it from a wellness standpoint where you're talking about a physical toll? I don't think, it would be a problem if you're Nick Saban, it'd be a problem if you're Dabo Sweeney, it'd be a problem if you're Ryan Day. Most schools are not going to lose many players because the reality is where are these guys going to go? They're going to go get ready for the draft as undrafted free agent caliber guys. I mean, most of them don't have the film for them to say, okay, the NFL can evaluate me based off of this. This is different, I think, than having guys say, you know what, I do not feel safe or comfortable in playing college football in this environment. If they're saying, I'm going to make the calculated business decision, I'm going to rest on my film, I think that's the part where there's going to be some people either getting really bad advice or making a determination that maybe it's just not being realistic.
Our guest is Bruce Feldman, reporter for Fox Sports, FS1, and a writer at The Athletic. Bruce, help me at North Carolina. the classes, they had an outbreak, a cluster of coronavirus, big time, on campus, and they've, you know, just started school. They were only there for 5 days and announced that all undergraduate courses would be moving online. My question is, how aren't football players sent home the way that the other student body is sent home? Aren't they students?
Yeah, that is definitely the rub. And I think you would get probably some ADs if you were to, maybe they wouldn't say it on the record, but I think there are a lot of ADs who would say, listen, take all your classes online. Don't go near campus. It's, you know, that would be the closest they can have to having a bubble for college football. And then it gets into the issue of, are they employees? Obviously, the NCAA has fought really hard to make sure that determination hasn't happened for all sorts of reasons. But that is the area right now we're in, because we're talking about massive amounts of revenue, huge TV contracts, and that's what the football players that's what they're tied to here in terms of this and this argument about, are they employees or not? And what you're saying is at the core of that. And I think, look, there's probably some schools, if Notre Dame, because Notre Dame has had some significant numbers surge in the past few days. Notre Dame had thought about possibly sending their students home. I think if Notre Dame went that direction, I'm not sure that they would have kept going with football at that point, if they were to make that distinction. Some other schools, I think, are probably, I don't want to say they're more comfortable with it, but they're probably more willing to toe that line than maybe some other places are.
Now, Bruce, taking a class, excuse me, how much different would an online experience be for a college athlete already? Because from my understanding, aren't college football players taking a significant number of classes online in a traditional college season in general?
They are. I think it's the idea that that's all, that would be what everyone is doing. Because I think that is a reality of a lot of quote-unquote student-athletes. You look at Joe Burrow as a grad student. I mean, I think he was there because it was the opportunity to go play college football at the highest level and the opportunity to play. I mean, he'd already had his degree. I think you see that with a lot of grad transfers for sure. What we're seeing, and I don't want to say that the entire system of college athletics has been built on a farce, because I think that does a disservice to a lot of college players who have worked really hard and go through the education process, and they definitely benefited from it. But there is an element that, in terms of the structure about how it's created, where I think there's a farcical nature of it. And I think that's been a reality for a long time. We did a story in The Athletic, I think I did it a week and a half ago, talking to a coach at the FCS level who talked about that and the gap of it, and went into great detail and went on the record about it. And I think it was pretty eye-opening, because you had a lot of people who said, what that guy said, I totally agree with. And a lot of that stuff is coming out now and being brought to the forefront because of all sorts of issues, either directly related to dealing with a pandemic or not at all related, but just is coming out because of everything else that is tied together to the pandemic.
And I just think about it, because I graduated from University of Michigan, which has which has big football aspirations, obviously, and hasn't reached like the pinnacle of what Michigan fans would expect in the last couple of years, or last, you know, since however
last
long.
Last couple but, of years since the Louisiana
see, Bruce,
coaches
what I was trying to
escrow.
Do. I realized midway through I had almost put the cord in the jukebox, and I thought I could pull it out in time. That's why I stumbled, but. It's just,
real
it's,
quick, we have less than a minute, Bruce. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it just seems like, to his point, that it's the big levels of college football that seem to have the farcical nature of it, whereas like the smaller schools where it's you can really go and get an education. But at Michigan, the schools like that, those guys weren't also students. They were athletes first and foremost, and students was an afterthought. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut Bruce off for the rest of his point.
I'm sorry, you cut out on me a little bit there. So say that again.
Oh, I was just saying, like, I think to your point of you don't want to say the whole college football is all of college sports are a farce. I think what it shows is schools like the Clemsons, the Alabamas, the Michigans, the schools that are really profiting off the athletes versus the schools that college athletics are more of an enriching part of something that a student may actually be a part of. Whereas like a guy like me, I had no shot at being a Michigan athlete.
No, but I think it's a different structure right now. But again, I think there are there are student athletes who can benefit. It's not like it's mutually exclusive, but I just think the way it's structured right now, the money has gotten so big, whether it's the TV contracts or the coaches' salaries, everything, and that's the part where they get squeezed.
No doubt. All right. Hey, Bruce, thanks for the knowledge. We appreciate you, my man. Stay safe.
Thank you. Take care, guys.
All right. Bruce Feldman, of course, reporter with Fox Sports FS1 and a writer for The Athletic. All right. It's Trash Talking Tuesday.
Wowzy, wowzy, woo, woo.
We got open lines, so get in. Get your trash. Bring those cans to the curb. 877-99-ON-FOX. 877-996-6369. It's the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Man, what a spirited Trash Talking Tuesday here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, Martin Weiss in for Chris Broussard on a little vacay. And yes, it's your turn to trash anyone, anything in the world of sports. Let's do it. All right. 877-99 on Fox. Yeah, it is. 877-996-6369. It's your chance. Still waiting for some call. All right. Let's get going. Let's start with Amir in Philly. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Amir, who you trashing?
Yeah. Rob, I'm sorry, but I got to trash your boy Kyrie. And I'm sorry, Rob. What is wrong with you? You've been covering the NBA for over 30 years.
Since 1987.
Rob, the Cavs did get swept the next year, but you forgot one thing. Kyrie was on that team. They lost four to one, and then the next year
they got swept.
That's a gentleman's fact. So your boy meant one game in the finals. They got to the finals without him the next year. And that Brooklyn team earlier in the year, we need to trade everybody. This isn't going to be enough. This is enough. Have you seen what they've been doing in the bubble? Yeah. And then as soon as he leaves the Celtics, they get better. Every team
get him.
He's doing and don't play, they get better. He really tried to trade Caris LeVert and everybody. Have you seen what they did in the bubble, Kyrie? If you were actually a leader like Damian Lillard, you wouldn't be in the spirit day. The Celtics wouldn't have got rid of you because they look better without you, and the Nets wouldn't look better without you. He needs a Batman. He needs a Kevin Durant.
My man.
All right, Amir, you're misguided. Tony,
get him right.
In LA,
get him right.
You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Tony, who you trashing?
Hey, what's up, Rob? What's up, Martin? I'm trashing the Los Angeles Clippers. How in the world do they have the best wing defenders? Every time I turn around, they're getting cooked for 40. Somebody setting an all-time NBA record. They might have the best wing dinners. Paul George has had more surgeries than Patient X. And Kawhi, with his decrepit knees, he got an injury that has the same name as an entree at the Italian restaurant called Olive Garden. When you go there and the waiter asks you what you want, you tell her you want quadriceps tenderoni. Dog, are you kidding me? How about poodles? Shaq coined the phrase barbecue chicken. I'm coining the phrase barbecue poodle.
Wow. All right. John in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
I got to trash the NCAA and all these conferences. I don't understand how college athletics got this big, made this amount of money, and there's not one governing body. The NCAA can't control the conferences. The players can only receive an education and possibly get drafted, but NCAA make money off of them. The colleges make money off of them. The conferences make money off of them, but they can't get any insurances about playing football. They can't capitalize on their likeness right now. Nothing.
All right. There you go, John. Appreciate it. Keontae in Oklahoma, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. Who you trashing?
Man, I hate to do it, but I got to trash talk Rob Parker, man. Your opinion, your asinine opinion about Kyrie versus Dame doesn't make any sense. Anytime you're arguing for a dude who's only been a Robin his whole life, you can't argue for this guy.
Let him
know. The guy has never been the top player on a top-tier team. He's only been a dude as a side piece. I'm not going to go to bat for my side piece. I'm going with my lady.
All right. How about Ralph Urban in Sherman Oaks? I think I know this guy. You're the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio, who you trashing?
Well, you'll be trashing too once I tell you this, because the Texas Rangers tweeted this out today after losing to San Diego 6-4. It shows the score and it just says, "Not today, trolls, not today. No responses allowed." So they turtled up after yesterday.
After yesterday?
Yes.
Now they told their players not to say anything?
The entire organization said, "We're not going to take responses for you guys trashing our organization anymore."
That's unbelievable. How weak is that?
I just want to know what you have to say about Kyrie Dick Gracing Irvin.
Dick Grayson never made the game-winning three to win a championship and averaged 28 points against arguably one of the greatest teams ever assembled, where he averaged 28 points. So that whole narrative is false and phony and fake. And I'm just going to say, Martin Weiss, nice job. Thanks for filling in for
Appreciate
Chris Broussard.
Having me. Thank you.
No doubt. Tomorrow, Jonas Knox is in for Chris Broussard, so that'll be fun, man. We hope you had a good time. Enjoyed the Odd Couple. We sure did. And I hope you enjoyed the Portland Lakers game. I know Lakers fans have their panties in a bunch. But relax. It's only game one. It'll be all right. It is the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. Peace.
We don't need to bring Jonas in.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.